In the case of the Bridge of Houses, my proposal in 81 and 82 was really a bridge of houses on this rail line that's in Chelsea, kind of upper promenade, with a number of different lightweight metal structures built on that. Each one would be different types of housing. So SRO housing for poor people, a dormitory for students, rich people's apartments. Collectively, the idea then was that you would have a whole cross through society in any given stretch in each house. So each house would be completely different in terms of its economic and social structure. But by putting these types together, you really said something about what a city like New York should be. The beginning house was House of the Decider. You have House of the Doubter, the House of the Man Without Opinions, the Riddle, Dream House, Four Tower House, and Matter and Memory. Each one of these has a text. The House of the Decider. Everything is planned and worked out. There are 24 sleeping rooms with a sink in every room. At the dining tables on the floor of the courtyard, there are 22 seats. Each day, three people work in the kitchen. Each day, one seat is reserved for a guest. Every morning, breakfast is served at 6 a.m. Everyone gets an apple and a buckwheat pancake. Every menu has been planned in advance for three meals a day for the entire year. The annual menu varies for odd and even years. It is possible to predict exactly what will be served on a given day 40 years into the future. There are no surprises in the House of the Decider.